Tina here from Channel 10. I thought I would share with you guys what's been happening in the land and the world of Channel 10 lately. Maybe kind of go through the site for the last week or two and, just flip my vehicle. Let me flip it back over and get back on. But instead of just doing a straight audio cast, I thought I'd record myself playing Halo and kind of do a little bit machinima style. I don't know, more fun that way, for me at least. You tell me if you think it sucks. I have no problem if you want to tell me you think it sucks. It'll be my first and final podcast or Halo cast. But let's get to it. Let's talk about what's been happening. First of all, the whole team, Max, Laura, and Nick, that's the whole team, and me, everybody went to Paris for the Imagine Cup. I stayed back, moi, to sort of take care of things that were happening back here in Redmond. But I think they had a great, great time. The Imagine Cup's this really, really great event where kids, or I should say students from all over the world get together, and they do imaginative things. Laura, I think, was actually a team leader and a judge for the short film competition. But there's some content up on Channel 8, and I believe we'll be seeing a lot more with what happened there in Paris. But they are back. I have not seen them. They're probably jet-lagged, but they are definitely back. So hopefully we'll get to see some cool stuff from the Imagine Cup, and I'm excited to see them. But let's get to the site. Search Share is what we have up right now. It was a new... we're going to be rolling my vehicle. A new Facebook application interview that I did. Last week, you get to find all kinds of videos, images, and other information, and I'm going to walk around now while I tell you the rest, online, and then you can share it very easily with your friends. Search Share definitely goes beyond typical web search, so take a look at that interview if you've not had a chance. We've done a ton of Facebook application interviews, so if you're into Facebook, which I now am officially into Facebook. I know when it first came out, I was like, and now I'm totally addicted to it, so pretty cool kind of catching up with a lot of old friends. Some text posts by Sarah. She's always putting up a bunch of great informative text posts. Browsing photos with Pictomio. It's a new downloadable app for Windows that makes browsing through your photos a really cool experience. So she's got the link there to PicLens. It's a browser add-on offers and some 3D browsing. So she knows a lot more about that than I do. So ping her if you have any other questions. I'm going to sit here and just see if I can catch a lift. Another post by Sarah, create custom themes with Vista Style Builder. Have you always wanted to build your own theme for Vista? Well, now you can with a new application called Vista Style Builder. Definitely check out her text post. She's got the download page where you can actually find that. Shizoid! It's available on Xbox Live Arcade. Come on. You're not going to play anything that's called Shizoid? It's cost 800 Microsoft points. Some people are saying they think that's a little bit too expensive. They think it should be 400. I think it's pretty reasonable, but... each to their own. Peggle from the makers of Bejeweled. That's focused multimedia and casual games pioneer PopCap Games. They announced the partnership that sees the long-awaited arrival of PopCap's critically acclaimed masterpiece, Peggle. And who hasn't wasted a bazillion hours playing Bejeweled? Now you can waste a bazillion hours playing Peggle. I'm gonna jump here. Whee! Not so much of a jump. Make your PC wake from sleep automatically. That's another text post. Sarah tells you how to do that. Let's get back to some more videos. I know we've got some stuff on here. Oh, Zunart. That's cool. Sarah put up a post about Zunart. I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a link to it. But what's really cool about things like this is that if you're an artist, it's such a great opportunity now to put your stuff out there. There's no excuse why you can't get a job in the industry with the fact that you can just put all of your material and really put your talents out there. It's not like the old days where you had to put together a portfolio and send in a reel and write letters. So check that out. If you're an artist, participate in Zunarts. This was a really fun video as I go through the water here. I always liked looking for the invisible wall. Laura teaches us how to skydive. She went to Vegas, and I think this was hilarious. She said she kind of felt like she was going to die, and actually you have to send a paper that says you might die while you do this. But it was a really fun video. Want to learn how to skydive from Laura Foy. I'm going to hop in the ghost here while I continue to go through the site and see what else we have. And I'm really just literally going through the site right now. Line Rider goes, Silverlight! Have you ever heard of Line Rider? This game or toy, as it's often called, was originally created back in 2006 as a little time waster that simulated physics through the simple act of drawing a line with your mouse on the screen. The object of the game is to draw one or more lines on the screen, which a boy on his sled can ride after you push play. Come on, go play some Line Rider. It's a blast. There's three ways to stream Netflix movies from your PC to your TV. Another post by Sarah Perez. God, man, I'm just banging into everything over here. Last year, Netflix started offering the ability to stream movies over the internet to your PC. And of course, for Windows Media Player enthusiasts, this is the next logical step to port Netflix into Media Center by way of plugin. more information there. And finally, I did kind of a fun video. Oh, Zine. I still call it Zine. It's actually called Zine Magazine. I don't know why I have a hard time remembering that. But Zine is your own online magazine of articles and videos that you personalize to include the topics that you really care about. That was another Facebook application video. I will put the link on this post while I sit here and pretend like there's anybody else in Halo that I can kill since I'm playing by myself. But the fun video that I did was sort of a goodbye to Bill Gates, whom we all love and adore here. And I was always excited to see him or listen to him, and just the fact that I got to work with him was pretty awesome. So I look back at my life with Bill Gates. We had a lot of fun making this video, Laura and I did. I don't know if you guys know, we used to work at G4, and we used to do all kinds of fun stuff like this, and we're slowly kind of getting back to our roots. We actually got stuck in the elevator during a scene that didn't get put in this video for about a half hour called Elevator Entrapment. That's a video coming soon of what's it like to get stuck on an elevator here at Microsoft. And Rock Band 2 coming out this September, that's kind of old news by now, and who doesn't love Rock Band? And that's kind of what's happening here in the world of Channel 10. We've got a lot of fun, really cool stuff coming up. I can't quite talk about it yet. E3, obviously, is right around the corner, so we'll be putting up a lot of content with what's happening in the gaming world. Hope you enjoyed. There I am. There's my gun pointing at you. Don't worry, I won't really shoot you, but I'll throw a grenade. Talk to you later. Bye.